Well then, so that's that, right? Dark skies, falling stars, shaking planets, the emergence of the Son of Man and a band of angels to sweep up the righteous and leave the others behind. Thanks for the brief 10-second sermon, Kevin. Can we go now? Well, I'm sure the idea of a 10-second sermon might be very appealing to you. There is, of course, a lot we can unpack from this week's scripture. And in a week where we lit our first Advent candle, the candle of hope, we really need to dig deeper if we're actively listening to everything Jesus has to say. So many before us have tried to predict the end times. The prediction of an apocalypse has been twisted and shaped to fit every narrative of countless scenarios. Wars, earthquakes, floods, raging fires, and more. But even Jesus did not indicate knowing the timing of the end. But nobody knows when that day or hour will come. Not the angels in heaven and not the Son. Only the Father knows. So we don't know when the end will come. And we don't know how it will happen. But we are called to stay alert. So what do? Do we worry 24 hours a day to stay alert? That flies in the face of Jesus' message, which is always one of hope. So we're not supposed to sit around and wait for the end to come. We're called to continue to bear good fruit. We're called to do God's work for all our days here on earth. We're called to work toward bringing about the will of God here on earth. It can be hard to do, focusing on the hope and promise when bad things happen. And we may even believe it can and will get worse. But there's another message in the same Bible this scripture comes from. A message that reminds us more than once that God never abandons us. That we are reconciled to God through Jesus, and that even when we may be lost, Jesus will track us down endlessly until we can be returned to the flock. All of this ties to a very important message that was shared in Daniel. In a nutshell, it's that we absolutely will go through tough times that at times get even worse. But God is with us through this journey. And when we most need it, God steps in to make everything right again. So we know the why of staying awake. We know that we are called to be alert and be ready to receive God's presence. Mark says it over and over. But how are we supposed to stay awake? It all starts with faith. Faith that is not just for a brief time, but for a long time. Faith that is so strong, we look forward to seeing God rather than fearing it. Faith that compels us to focus not on trying to figure out when the end will happen, which we can't know anyway. Instead, focusing on the works we need to do to prepare. Earlier this week, I was given a small example of how important it is to adopt a faithful mindset and not a fearful one. I was asked by Pam Atwood, executive director of the Colebrook Village of Hebron Senior Living Community, to share a presentation on spirituality and aging. I chose to base the conversation on a book called Aging Faithfully by Missy Buchanan. This book is a 28-day prayer devotional focused on helping people connect the challenges, spiritual purpose, temptations, and joys of aging into a clearer picture. Each day offers a piece of scripture, a tangible common day example, a prayer, and a reflective thought to guide the reader through the journey of embracing aging as a natural and proper thing to happen. The book steers the reader away from fearing the coming day that we don't know the details of, instead focusing on making the most of the days we do have and using them to God's purpose. I love how Buchanan introduces the concept. She shares that each stage of aging offers rich treasures if you choose to mine them. The eyes make all the difference. If your eyes are fixed on negative images of growing old, you will likely miss the precious nuggets right before you. Fix your eyes on God, and you will discover an abiding joy that only comes with long life. Woven throughout the book are dozens of examples to dig into and reflect on. There's the challenge of loss, where we need to understand that in loss, God shares our pain. But also that loss is part of change, and that change also starts something new. There's the purpose of staying awake with a servant's heart. When service is something we take time to learn and understand before we reach the place where we are more eager to serve others than to ask others to serve us. There's the temptation of clinging to our baggage, where we need the time of an aging process to learn to let go in order to travel through life lighter and less burdened. And there's the joy of saving the best for last, where we realize that even if our bodies are weaker than we were when we were younger, our spirits are so much stronger than they ever were. Each example reminding us that we need to not look in fear and terror, but instead need to focus on the good promises God has given us that still lie ahead. That lesson applies to us here in this church too. Do we sit here waiting and watching in fear and worry about when the unknown day may come when this church ceases to exist, when its end arrives? No. We spend our time faithfully committed to looking for Jesus in every encounter. Is Jesus in the newcomer who timidly walked in here for the first time, not knowing what to expect? Is Jesus in the returning guest who, like the prodigal son, walked away for a while and fears being only worthy of living and eating with servants, but is honestly worthy of celebration for their safe return to Jesus' flock? Is Jesus in the children we seek to serve with angel tag gifts that we bring? In the homeless we serve with food banks and clothing drives? In the ones that are suffering during this Advent in need of a service of the longest night to find a message of hope to sustain them in their grief? Our church vision is to seek those in need of a word of hope, to encourage them with the promises of God. Staying awake, looking for Jesus means not just in one glorious return, but in all the examples I just shared and more. So let's spend this Advent not passively waiting and watching, but actively staying alert to all the places we see Jesus among us today. Let's go out and actively seek those people and serve them in every way we can. Let's not just leave to serve, but leave to seek as well. Because if we are actively seeking, We're staying alert, and we'll never be caught napping at the most critical time. Amen.